Hold up.
The moment that everybody will talk about forever in this derby. As Maximum Security moves off that rail, comes out, impedes the path of War of Will, gets in the way of Long Range Toddy and Country House. The joy and celebration changes after it's posted official on the board in a stunner. Country House, 65-1.
Yep, it went one way and then it went the other. Ed Zoe joins us. He's in demand this morning. He's got 900 interviews, but he was good enough to give us a few minutes here. Good morning, Eddie Elchek.
Just for the record, you're the first today, Steve.
Thank you. And do you still have that rain slicker on with the head thing that was kind of tight on your head that would look, made you look very cute and adorable?
Actually, I had to return it.
All right, so let's go lightning round here. First off, why did that decision have to be made to disqualify the maximum security horse?
Well, I mean, when you watch the video and you see how the horse abruptly makes a right turn, turning for home, where the horse was in the two path, and I got thrown into the broadcast at that particular time, just lending my analysis. So the horse was running, you know, I thought a lane or two off of the rail, and then when they were getting ready to turn, regardless if it was pilot, air, or horse, got scared. I mean, that's what the jockey, Luis Saez, had told our team on site, that, you know, the noise, and this is still a young horse. This horse isn't even 3 years old yet, and, you know, by horse age he is, because all horses turn, you know, 1 year older on January 1st.
Yeah,
but this horse
was
born on May the 14th, so it's not even actually 3 years old. So still young, still immature, and the horse came out and came from the two path, in my opinion, to at least the four or five path, and that impeded the progress of at least three to four horses that were on the outside. Now, the biggest question mark is do those horses have any chance of winning? Well, you don't know. Was Maximum Security the best horse in the race that day? Sure looked like it with everything that he did and holding off horses on his left and his right. But what he did, there's no doubt, had an impact on the complete order of finish in the race. And regardless of how long it took, and the information that we got on site, and I think this is important for people to understand, the objection came from jockey number 20, the eventual winner, Flavian Pratt, the 20 horse. We did not know on track that there was another claim of foul by the jockey of the 18 horse, and that was Long Range Toddy. And Long Range Toddy ended up finishing, I believe, in 18th, and that's why the disqualification happened, and that's why Maximum Security went from first to 17th or 18th in the running of the Kentucky Derby.
All right, so is there any chance this would be overturned in court? All this is unprecedented. Is there any chance a court would look at this? And because you look at hockey, you look at baseball, you look at basketball, you make a call late, you live with the results.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess there's been that that sprinkle in the air that that might be something that the ownership, Mr. and Mrs. West, would do. But, you know, hopefully everybody's cashed their tickets and got their money, so it's not going to affect anybody that has gotten their feet wet. And, you know, look, it's a tough way to lose. I've been there as a horse player. Horse gets disqualified, and, you know, you think you've won, especially on the biggest stage. But, look, I give the stewards, the referees in horse racing at Churchill Downs on Saturday, Steve, I give them a boatload of a credit.
Like, for standing up.
They could have easily said, you know what, it's the Derby, you know, it's never happened before. 144 years, it's never happened. Like, we've had disqualification, but never the winner.
How about that?
I give them credit for going by the rules. Yes, the horse came out, impeded the progress of a couple. Look at, we are very, very lucky. When you watch the video very, very closely, I don't know how a couple of those jockeys did not hit the deck. I don't know.
Yeah, because it looked like you're going to have the hooves hitting and legs tying up there. All right, we got less than a minute here, but Carmen, get in with Eddie.
I just want to know, Edzo, good morning, by the way. If you were Gary West, the co-owner of Maximum Security, would you be filing the appeal, or would you sit back?
I mean, look, I've been in it long enough. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. I probably would not. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just me. And again, Steve mentioned it with all the other sports, whatever, you got to live by the final word, and that's what it was. And, you know, hey, look, for me, I got lucky because the horse that I liked, the 13-horse Court of Honor, got bumped up from third to second. And it made me awfully happy that the seven got disqualified.
Does it bother you at all that I threw a couple of long shot bets down late and $10 made me $659 on Country Home?
That's why we play the game, Steve.
I felt bad about how good I felt. Eddie Olczyk, we love you, Eddie. Go do your other interviews.
Give Mara a hug for me. Talk to you guys. Oh,
thanks. Yeah, she won't hug anybody. Oh, no,
I love Eddie
Olczyk. Yeah, you'd hug Eddie.
Yes, obviously. I would hug Eddie. Yeah.